We're in the season of the great wealth transfer that is coming to believers. It's time to stop being in debt and simply surviving. My guest is a supernatural scientist to help you not just survive, but thrive.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Carrie Cassie, says it's time to just stop surviving. It's time for you to be thriving. And Gary, I happen to believe that God himself raised you up not to teach formulas, not to teach budgets, not to help people get out of debt in the natural realm, but in the supernatural realm. And tell me a bit about how we can expect this to happen in a time, in my lifetime, this is the worst time financially. Tell me some of the statistics that are going on in the United States.
Oh, my. Well, that would be a sad story, and is a sad story. Right now, the United States is like any other family that you and I know that is seriously in debt, out of money, and is living on credit cards. The United States is borrowing the deficits, you know, trillions of dollars a year, which is real debt that has real interest that we have to pay for. And so it's not a good picture. And these deficits are ongoing for years and years and years.
Now, when I say Gary was handpicked, it's because if he can do it through transferring kingdoms, you can do it through transferring kingdoms. You didn't do too well in high school. How badly did you do?
There was only one guy lower than me in my class.
And what did they say to you when you started college?
Well, they wouldn't let me in, first off. And then I had gone to a little Bible school after I was born again and came to know the Lord. And I got straight A's there. Of course, I didn't do too well in high school. And they said, we see a change here, and tell us about it. So they let me come to college, did my first class of English, and did my first paper. The paper came back with red ink. It said F on it, and it said this, is it even possible that you went to high school? Of course, you know.
Then you did the all-American dream. He gets married to the love of his life.
Yes.
But he's in debt as he gets married, and the debt did nothing but increase. What was the worst debt you were in? What was going on with your credit cards?
Which debt did you want to talk about?
The highest amount you owed.
Well, I mean, it was hundreds of thousands of consumer debt. Not mortgages. We lived on credit cards. We were in sales, and we always had this mentality that tomorrow's going to be better than today in sales, you know, so we'll pay it back then. Never happened. Kept digging in. We had maxed out credit cards. We had judgments and liens. I mean, phone calls coming in every day. We'd go down the street and look in trash cans for the, you know, something we could use. Furniture, carpeting. I mean,
looking at you today, it's hard to believe. But tell me how bad it was that day you had. It sounds to me like you almost threw in the towel.
Yeah.
How bad was it when you did that?
Well, Sid, I think that we were already believers. We already loved God. And going to church, actually leading worship in our church, helping in the church. And things kept becoming worse and worse. And we had used up every credit option. We had run out of credit cards. And this one particular day, an attorney called and said, we're filing a lawsuit against you. And I'm thinking, okay, get in line. But this day, something happened inside of me. I realized that I had reached the end. There was no credit options left. I've already borrowed thousands of dollars from family members. There was no one I could go to. And at that moment, I realized, you know, I'm doing something wrong. I mean, there's got to be, because the Bible talks about that God meets all of our needs.
Now, there are people You can relate to what Gary's saying. He's been confessing God's word. He knows God's word. He is a believer. He loves God, but he's going from bad to worse.
Yes.
You were taking antidepressants.
I was having panic attacks. They couldn't find out what's wrong with me. I didn't know if I'd live or die. I had paralysis, heart palpitations. I was living in fear, and I had no money. A refrigerator was empty. I mean, we would celebrate if we could even put half a tank of gas in the car.
So he gets this call from the attorneys being sued. How can he be sued? He doesn't have any money. He's at the end of himself. He flops totally depressed in bed. And what did you say and what happened?
Well, I just had to cry out to God because I didn't know what to do. And he spoke to me. And he gave me Philippians 4:19, which says, "And my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches." And that caught my attention because I knew my riches couldn't do it. But how do I access his riches? And he went on and told me then that I had depended on debt, that I had never taken the time to learn his system, his kingdom, how it operated. I had to repent right then. And I went and grabbed my wife's hand and said, "Honey, the Lord just spoke to me." And he said that we needed to repent and learn how his kingdom operates and that he would show me how to walk this out.
Okay. He's hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. Mm-hmm. It's nice that he has this revelation right now, but where the rubber meets the road, how long did it take you to get out of debt and start accumulating money? Just out of curiosity.
My life changed fast. It was like a light switch came on. God began to first teach me the principles of this kingdom. Like a light came on, I began to see these revelations of how things operate and that we've been set free from the curse and how we can access these things. But in 2.5 years, I paid everything off, everything off.
And 2.5 years?
Began to pay
hundreds
cash for cars.
Hundreds of thousands, not counting mortgage, not counting car?
Paid everything off, began to pay cash for my car, land, houses.
What happened? Did you go to the mailbox and was there a check for you just won the lottery? What happened?
No, God began to give me ideas for business. And we began to start businesses. In fact, we started three businesses that
we still
have.
So it took you to get out of debt how long?
2.5 years to pay everything off.
Okay. And how long did it take you to accumulate some money?
Well, a few years after that, we began to pay cash for our cars and things immediately.
What about a house?
Well, a house took us, a few more years.
Did you pay cash for it?
We paid cash for the land, half the cash for the house, and then we built the house.
How could you do it? Did you have money in the bank?
Yes. We began to save money.
These principles work.
Oh, absolutely. The kingdom is real, and the principles of the kingdom operate every time. Because it's a law, Sid.
I'll tell you
it's
what, hold that thought. Yeah. The principles. In fact, Gary calls himself a spiritual scientist. I want to find out why. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The end time global financial shaking is here. Are you anxious of what the future holds for you and your family? The Lord wants to bless you with supernatural abundance so you can fulfill your God-given destiny. Call now and receive Gary Cassie's biblically based supernatural course. It includes his book, Fixing the Money Thing, and his 5-part audio CD teaching series, The Now Revolution 2.0. Plus this bonus audio CD, Revolution of the Mind, Finances. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9099. Through this supernatural course, you will discover laws of God's kingdom and apply them to your finances. Learn get out of debt principles that really work. Find lost money that you didn't know existed. Tap into God's wisdom to create wealth. Understand how to live in abundance and participate in the great wealth transfer. Gary teaches you his firsthand supernatural experiences as downloaded by God. It worked in his life and has worked in thousands of others. Don't miss out on getting Gary Cassie's biblically based supernatural financial course. It includes his book, his 5-part audio CD teaching series, plus this bonus audio CD, Revolution of the Mind, Finances. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9099 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Gary Cassie. Gary calls himself a spiritual scientist. And what he says is, you will not achieve your destiny unless you fix the money thing. It's not so much, Gary, that we have to pay our debts. Doesn't God have something better for us than just live paycheck to paycheck and be able to pay what we live on?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Jesus said life is more than things. Our purpose, we have spiritual DNA. We're here for a reason. It's not to pay for houses and cars. Those things are to serve our assignment. But most people are running after those things. And when the Lord showed me when I asked him that day and began to teach me about his kingdom was that kingdoms operate by laws. Financially, everything's finished. He took me back to Genesis where
what do you mean financially?
Well, I mean, everything's finished. A kingdom, the laws of the kingdom are fixed. Just like the natural realm has laws, the kingdom of God has laws. And if we tap into those laws, anyone can learn how to use them. Most people have the idea that they're going to convince God, cry, beg, try to get God to do something for them when he's already done it all.
Or even worse than that, give an X amount of money to someone raising money and you will get a 100-fold return if you do it right now. They do it right now. They run to their mailbox. Nothing.
Well, I think the church has done a good job in teaching people to sow, but a horrible job in teaching them how money actually flows to the believer and how to harvest it. But when he began to teach me about his kingdom, he took me back to Adam in the garden when man was first created. And Adam didn't have any worry about money. He had provision, but he lost that. He gave it away. And God said to him, now you're going to be a survivalist through your own painful toil and sweat. You have to make everything happen. And so that earth curse system of running, Jesus said, of course, in the New Testament, that the unbeliever runs after the things of life, painful toil and sweat. That's why everyone wants to become a millionaire, because everyone's tired of this weight of running, sweating, painful toil to find provision. And it's already paid for. We need to know how to find it. But again, it doesn't come in the mailbox. It doesn't just show up. It comes through revelation, ideas, concepts. We have to capture or create wealth. We don't look for it. That's a poverty mindset.
You know, Gary, and most of those that are watching right now, you don't know this, but we have a staff. We have a professional nurse that checks out every miracle from a medical viewpoint. We actually called and checked with people that Gary has taught these principles to, and they do work. It's amazing. I've got a whole long list of people we spoke to. All they said is, I listened to those tapes, I read the book, and it works. Yeah. Tell me about your brother-in-law.
Well, it's all in the Bible. It's all there, principles. He was without money, like I was without money, and at the end of his rope. And so we said, listen, we got to talk. I sat down with him, went through the principles of the kingdom and how it operates, and went to pray with him. And he needed money yesterday to make up the debt he had. And, you know, the Lord said, don't let him pray. You tell him, ask him if $12,000 in the next 30 days would be enough. He'd never made that in his life, you know, in 30 days. And his eyes got big. I said, listen, John, would that be enough money? The Lord just said, let's believe for that. Of course, he said, yes, that'd be enough money. We prayed. That money came in 3 weeks. He had the money, actually $17,000 came in that three-week period of time. Now, as a spiritual scientist, I like to know why that happened. You see, people think God just did it, but no, there's laws and principles. So once we learn why it showed up, why did this happen? You know, I want to know why that happened so I can duplicate it. Just like in the natural realm, if you learn how electricity works, you can duplicate that law anywhere.
You obviously find that these spiritual principles can work for anyone, and can be duplicated.
Absolutely.
Yes, I've got a long list that we've personally investigated.
Yeah, and he went on to did an amazing story, my brother-in-law, just an amazing story where he eventually broke records of making $70,000 in 1 month in
his business. Now, if he was the only person, I would say wonderful, but the truth is...
The list goes on and on because it's the Bible.
Well, yeah. I want you to meet someone that took these principles and find out what happened in their life. And I also want, you're dealing with fears. Fears about your health. Fears about your money. Fears about your job. Fears about your children. Fears about your spouse. You're plain dealing with fears. And the Bible says fear is a spirit. And God has not given you a spirit of fear. I'm going to ask Gary on the next segment to pray that that spirit of fear leave so that you can start becoming a child and transfer kingdoms. What did God tell you again about the kingdom you were in and where you should be at your worst moment in your life?
Well, he told me that his kingdom had everything I had need of if I would learn how it worked. We weren't experiencing that. But once we learned the principles, the laws of his kingdom, then we tapped into those things. And it's just amazing, amazing transformation.
Well, wait till they hear someone that learned this principle.
Absolutely.
And this is what she said to God. She said, "I don't think things can get worse than they are. God, did you bring me here to kill me?" Don't go away. I'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
Ла Адам хадаш эхад.
One new man.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Gary Cassie and Teresa Wilson. And Gary considers himself a spiritual scientist. He wants to find out how God's kingdom operates in reference to finance and in every area for that matter. And then he wants to see if it'll be duplicated. And he has not only proven that, he's taught other people it can be duplicated. And Teresa, did you really cry out to God? You took Gary's teaching, but was there a point in your life where you cried out to God and said, "God, did you bring me to this city to kill me?"
Yes, I did. I cried out to God and I asked him, I said, "Who wants my God?" I felt like that I didn't have any advertisement. We were one paycheck away from being homeless. And so I asked God, I said...
You never thought your life would end up like that, did
no,
you?
No, we didn't. We went into ministry thinking that you had to give it all away. You had to give it all up. And so when we got to that point, I was thinking, who wanted our God? I couldn't minister to the homeless because I felt like I would be out there next week saying, "Well, God's good. I'll be out here next week with you, but God is good." And so I cried out to God, and when I got a hold of Gary's principles, it changed everything in my life because it taught me how the kingdom operated, and it operates in a different level than the natural realm. We're not in. If you're in a kingdom, you have access to everything in that kingdom.
Give me a snapshot of your worst situation.
My two children were sick. My son had been had a seizure, and he was on medication that cost $250 a month. They told him that his brain was growing out the back of his skull. They needed an immediate MRI for to see what procedure he would need done. My daughter was sick. She had been diagnosed with a learning disability, sensory integration dysfunction, and she needed therapy twice a week. And that was going to cost $160 a week. And I didn't have any money. I knew it was going to be expensive, and we didn't have any money. We were living paycheck to paycheck. And so I just cried out to God because I'm like, did you bring me here to kill me? Did you bring my kids here to kill them? You know, what were we doing in this place? So desperate because we love the Lord. We'd give everything. And I asked the Lord, how can I give more than everything? We'd given up our business. We'd given up our home. We moved into a small trailer. And I was like, how do you give more than everything? But I didn't know how to harvest. It's like Gary said.
That's what Gary was saying.
Yes.
He said a lot of Christians know the principles of giving, but they don't know how to receive.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And so after learning his principles, my husband and I came together in agreement, and we sowed food. We took our money, and we sowed it into the kingdom of God and come into agreement, and we bought food for the homeless. That's where the Lord started us at. And so we would go out on the street with a couple of bags of
but
food.
But you didn't have much money. How could you buy food?
Well, it was a 33-cent honey bun, a 25-cent pack of crackers.
Okay.
And we just put it in a bag, and out we went. And so we had maybe a dollar in two bags worth of food. And so we'd go out and minister to the homeless, and we changed kingdoms with the money before we bought the food for the homeless.
Okay.
And that's when we saw things drastically change.
Let's take one thing at a time. Let's take your son.
I mean, what was happening with his brain growing out of his skull?
They said it was growing out the back of his skull.
Whoa.
And he'd had a seizure and he was having headaches, which was a sign that that was happening. He'd had an MRI from a seizure he'd had, and that's when they told us the diagnosis was his brain growing out the back of his skull and he needed another MRI. So my husband and I, what we did was we took our money that we want to buy food for the homeless, and we came into agreement, we held hands, came into agreement that not only would our son be healed, but we would have money for his medication, because he had to be on it a year because of having a seizure. And so we went out, did our thing, and then the nurse from the doctor's office a couple of weeks later called me and said, Teresa, the doctor's been in touch with a pharmaceutical company. They've agreed to give you a year's free worth of medication. And then in the same conversation, she said, and we had the neurologist look at the MRI from the one he had now and the one he'd had previously, and there must have been a glitch in the system because we don't see what we were seeing.
Okay, what happened to your daughter? Your daughter had health problems too.
Yes, she had health problems, and she was she had a learning disability and sensory integration. And so the Lord told me that he was going to heal her. So we went in, did the exact same thing, except this time we bought more food and we held hands and we come into agreement and we went out on the street. And what happened there was I took her to, she had an appointment to go to the doctor, and I still didn't have the money. So I didn't have the money, but I knew God was faithful. I knew he had done it the first time, so we still didn't have any money. So I take her into her therapy appointment. Well, when we get there, I have to pay. So I'm like, God, you're still faithful. But you know, you're kind of still leery. And I'm like, God, you're still faithful, but I'm going to take the paycheck money and I'm going to pay this. Well, while she was in her therapy appointment, her therapist, other therapist, she had two therapists, the other one came out and she said, you know, Oksana has so many issues that she qualifies for a government program, and if you'll go ahead and apply for it, it will go retrospective and it will cover the cost of today's visit.
So you saw such a spiritual scientist. It's working.
Yes.
It's working.
Always
she
works.
Can reproduce what God did in your life. But what happened to the finances of your family? It was a mess.
Yes, it was a mess. We were living paycheck to paycheck. And just like when Gary's teaching, he teaches about...
How much did you owe?
We owed $45,000 in credit card debt because we were doing, like Gary was doing, we were living credit card.
How would they give you $45,000 if you didn't have any money?
Well, what happened was we had previously had a business and we sold it to go into the ministry. And so from that, we were left with credit card debts.
Oh, okay. So listen. Your children are supernaturally being taken care of. That's wonderful. But you are in this big debt. How did you work your way out of that?
Well, we figured after God healed my son and then God healed my daughter, he said, take her to a revival in Florida. We did, and she was healed. And my two sisters stepped in to pay for our trip to Florida for my daughter to be healed, so I got a free vacation. And after God did that, we believed, okay, if God did this miraculously, he's going to help with our finances. So we began with our first credit card debt, and my husband and I sowed a seed into a ministry, and then we gathered hands, and we believed that we had received, just like the teaching tells you, and just like Jesus changed kingdom with the 5,000, when he went to feed the 5,000, he changed kingdoms with the bread and the fish.
Bottom line. Where are you and your husband now financially?
We own a car business, a used car business, and we are thriving.
But wait a second. That's not doing too good these days. Well, you see how many cars there are for sale?
I know. And when we started our business, it was just cash for clunkers. And I told the Lord, I said, you know, this is a bad time for a car business. And God said, yeah, but it's a good time for miracles. And so we were given a building 6 months rent-free, and we had an investor to come in and invest in our business, gave us $25,000 to buy cars with. And just by using the teaching and by using these principles, we had two car lots closed that are near us. And one of the guys is now our wholesaler. He brings us cars that he could not sell on his car
lots. So it doesn't matter what's going on in the economy. I want you to get this clear. Gary got the download from God. He taught Teresa. Teresa's now teaching other people. Give me one principle, one nugget of how we can change our our situation, change our kingdoms.
Well, not relying on credit card debt, relying on the kingdom of God to supply your needs and not a MasterCard. That is one of the greatest principles. And the other one is a power of agreement, where two people come together and agree. When you have two agree on a certain thing and you change kingdoms with that, it goes into the kingdom of God. And we all know that in the kingdom of God, it multiplies. So you may have $5 in the earth, but if you take it into the kingdom of God, he can take that $5 and do miraculous things. He can multiply it.
And you supernaturally know where to find the money. Explain.
Yes. He tells you. He will give you a strategy, an idea of how to go get it and where it's at.
Gary.
Yes.
I want you to pray for those that are in fear. We have only 1 minute.
Okay. Well, fear, of course, is tied to money. And if you're watching right now and you are in debt, you are clueless about where the money comes from, I want to tell you, God has an answer by revelation. He'll show you the direction. He will lead you to where it's at. He will show you where that harvest is at if you'll trust him. But I want to pray with you, because fear will blind your ability to hear him. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of fear and anxiousness. I come against it. I release the spirit of peace. I release revelation concerning the kingdom of God in your life, that you'll have a clear picture of what you have in this great inheritance, what God's kingdom has in it. He has everything you need, and it's already been given to you. And so by faith, just agree with what the Bible says. Don't agree with the circumstances. Just see what the Bible says. Look what the Bible says you have and who you are. Begin to meditate on that. And then begin to pray in the Spirit and let the Lord show you exactly, lead you to where the money's at. Learn the laws of the kingdom. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added. He was saying, learn how the kingdom works, and it will work for you.
The end time global financial shaking is here. Are you anxious of what the future holds for you and your family? The Lord wants to bless you with supernatural abundance so you can fulfill your God-given destiny. Call now and receive Gary Cassie's biblically based supernatural course. It includes his book, Fixing the Money Thing, and his 5-part audio CD teaching series, The Now Revolution 2.0. Plus this bonus audio CD, Revolution of the Mind, Finances. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9099. Through this supernatural course, you will discover laws of God's kingdom and apply them to your finances. Learn get out of debt principles that really work. Find lost money that you didn't know existed. Tap into God's wisdom to create wealth. Understand how to live in abundance and participate in the great wealth transfer. Gary teaches you his firsthand supernatural experiences as downloaded by God. It worked in his life and has worked in thousands of others. Don't miss out on getting Gary Cassie's biblically based supernatural financial course. It includes his book, his 5-part audio CD teaching series, plus this bonus audio CD, Revolution of the Mind, Finances. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9099 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest had a visitation from Jesus, and since being taught how to be stress-free, he's lived that way since 1977. I mean, without one down day. He lives 24/7 in supernatural shalom.